Welcome to the Marshfield TV Weekly Update, where every Tuesday we at MCTV keep you up to speed on things happening in the studio as well as around town. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill. Now let's get into it. The Marshfield Rib Cook-Off was last weekend, and once again, lots of people had a great time eating barbecue. Money raised at the event will go to the Marshfield Food Pantry, Marshfield Facts, and the Community Church Youth Mission. Make sure to get to the farmer's market this Friday to pick up some of your groceries. Marshfield is a right-to-farm community, and that can really be seen at the farmer's market. There are so many great vendors selling everything from tomatoes to toy trains. The farmer's market runs from 2 to 6 every Friday at the Marshfield Fairgrounds under the bleachers. Parking is free across from the Grace Ryder Field. This weekend, the North-South River Watershed Association will be hosting a pontoon boat tour up the North River. Learn about the history of the river and enjoy scenic views. See the site where the first boat to circle the globe was built, as well as Wampanoag settlement sites. This two-hour tour will cost $50 for North-South River Watershed Association members and $75 for non-members. There are 6 spaces available and will be on Saturday at 10:30 and Sunday at 11. We've recently posted a few new videos to our Vimeo page. The primary election results video went up. See the candidates' speeches from after the results were announced. See our executive director John Grabowski on the most recent episode of Cup of Joe with Joe Kelly. The volleyball game from the 6th, the soccer game against Scituate, and the volleyball game from the 12th have been posted. And the SCHL game of the week went up. Up on our Podbeam page is a new episode of Meet the Members, where Sean sits down with member Doug Lowry to talk about what he's been doing with MCTV and the Audubon Society. Now over to the library. On Wednesday at 11 is Family Storytime, where parents and guardians can bring their children under 6 to read books, sing songs, and it's all followed by a playtime. This event is designed to reinforce early literacy skills to help children get ready to read. There's no registration required for this event. Then at 4:30 is Girls Who Code, a new club at the library designed to teach girls about computer programming to help lessen the gender gap in the tech industry. The program educates, equips, and inspires girls to begin a career in computer programming. Don't let the name fool you, though. Everyone grade 6 to 8 is invited to join the club. Space is limited, and attendance at all meetings is required. Contact the Youth Services Librarian to sign up. After that, at 7 p.m. is the Ventress Memorial Library kickoff event, where there will be a theatrical program about the life of Herman Melville. It's called Sailing Towards My Father, and it was written and directed by Carl A. Rossi, and will be performed by actor Stephen Collins. This event is free and open to the public. Then on Thursday at 5 p.m. is the Teen Advisory Group meeting. This group is for teens interested in getting involved with the library. Teens in grades 7 to 12 are invited to help plan events, give input into which books will be added to the library, and volunteer at library events. There will be pizza. Also at 5 is the Tween Interest Group. It's just like the Teen Advisory Group, but it's for kids grades 4 to 6. On Saturday at 2 p.m., the folk group Hungry Town will be performing. And on Monday at 9:30 a.m. is Songtime for Littles. This sing-along is geared towards kids up to age 2. Then at 10:30 is Tales for Tots, a story time for kids age 2 to 5. Later at 4 is Lego Club, where everyone is invited to come build with Legos. Kids under 10 must be accompanied by caregivers. At 7 p.m. is an author talk and book signing. Ken Brack will be in attendance to talk about his book Especially for You, where he explores the ways family respond to tragedy. For more information, visit kenbrack.com. Then on Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. is the Baby Lap Sit. Sit on the floor with your baby and other parents with their babies. Registration is required and space is limited. At 11 is Family Storytime. Children under 6 and their caregivers are invited to come read books, sing songs, and have a playtime. Then at 4, you can come read to Gurnet, the library therapy dog. Gurnet is trained to listen to people read. Call the library to register for this event and pick your 15-minute time slot. Now over to Town Hall. This Tuesday, the Board of Selectmen's meeting will be at 6:30. At 7 is the Conservation Commission meeting. Also at 7 is the joint meeting of the Advisory Board and the Board of Selectmen. Then on Wednesday at 11 a.m. is the Plan for Public Participation Committee meeting. At 2 is the Council on Aging Board of Directors meeting. At 4 is the Ventress Memorial Library Board of Trustees meeting, and at 7 is the Recreational Trails Committee meeting. Then on Monday the next week, the Council on Aging Governance Committee meeting will be at 1 p.m., and the Advisory Board meeting will be at 7 p.m. And that's all for this week. I'd like to remind you that Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we're always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you're looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk to me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. You can also help support us by calling your state representative and asking them to support public access television. Make sure to listen in next week for more information about things happening at MCTV and around Marshfield. Now I'd like to leave you with a fact about Marshfield. In 1941, over 600 structures, including over 450 homes, were destroyed in a massive fire that burned Brant Rock. The fire was likely set by a discarded cigarette, but some believed it was started intentionally. The police chief, William Pratt, suffered a heart attack while alerting residents of the fire, but recovered and returned to help put out the fire. Over 70 families were evacuated, and amazingly, no one was killed by the blaze. Thanks for listening and have a great week.